From the News Center, a news focus.
A colorful orange and black insect commonly seen flying through gardens in the Keystone State is now closer to extinction. Experts are calling attention to the dramatic decline of the migratory monarch butterfly population. Chris Kubiak with the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania says, depending on the weather patterns, monarch butterflies should be seen in Pennsylvania by early July, where they look for milkweed to lay their eggs so the monarch caterpillar can feed from it.
They pollinate a lot of specific plants. They've got, I think you would say, a symbiotic relationship with milkweed. Not just the fact that certainly they need their caterpillars, that's the only species that they can lay their eggs on, but they do a ton of the pollination.
Kubiak says the decrease in monarch butterflies is due to the loss of habitat. He notes that milkweed that used to be so ubiquitous has nearly disappeared because of habitat loss from development. He adds that in Pennsylvania, changes in agriculture, herbicides, and climate change are definitely impacting the survival of the monarch butterfly because they're all killing off milkweed. Monica Echeverria with the World Wildlife Fund says the monarch butterflies make the largest migration of any insect in the world, flying all the way from the northeastern U.S. to Mexico. She says measurements of the area of forest in Mexico where the eastern migratory monarchs hibernate indicate fewer and fewer monarchs each year.
And we have noticed since the last 20 to 25 years that this area of forest that they cover is declining. But if you compare with the late 90s to today, the decline is almost 90%.
Echeverria emphasizes their Monarch Week-long campaign encourages millions of Americans to help stem the decline of the species by planting milkweed habitat along its annual migration route. I'm Danielle Smith.